Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. And today I am speaking with Dyvis Verbikas. He's the CEO of Litgrid AB, which trades on the Vilnius Stock Exchange as stock symbol LGD1L. And Dyvis, welcome.
Good evening. So at least in Lithuania, it's evening.
Yes. Dyvis, can you start off by, giving our audience a snapshot of Litgrid's operations and the markets that you serve.
First of all, I'd like to start from the location of Litgrid and Lithuania as a country. We are small TSO, small transmission system operator, as well as Lithuania, a small country, so close to 3 million of population, and Lithuania's GDP is $47 billion. But we play a very important role in the whole region, and being crossroad of electricity flows and electricity trade, we are crucial of 65 million of population, and we contribute to $1.8 trillion of GDP. What do I mean? I mean that being a member of so-called Baltic Electricity Ring, which includes Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Poland, we play very important role. If we behave secure, if our grid is secure, if our services as a TSO are at the highest level, the whole region enjoys trade benefits, enjoys the exchange of electricity, and they can benefit high security of supply, and they can benefit good price of electricity. And being also a part of Baltic Ring, I just mentioned, we have another neighbor in east, which it is Russia and Belarus. And this leads to us to make kind of geopolitical historical change, which we call synchronization. Indeed, it means to completely disconnect from Russia and Belarus and to get fully integrated with continental Europe via Poland. In the next 7, 8 years, we are going to spend close to $1.5 billion of investment. It's infrastructure investments. For instance, we are going to build new undersea cable between Poland and Lithuania. We are going to build new internal grid lines in the whole Baltic. We are going to renovate our generators. We are going to improve our system security of supply and system technical performance. But this is not enough. We also taking care about connection of renewables, and it's not only about connection, but also about management and operation of renewables. And being small, we have to do it in smartest way. So, and our new vision for next 10 years, our strategic vision is to become smartest TSO in Europe. And it's not about competition, it's about cooperation. Actually, we would like to be among smartest TSO because we don't have power, we don't have a lot of money, but we have our brains. We are going to utilize them by doing synchronization, in the same time integrating renewables and doing it in a smartest way. And the
Okay.
last but not least,
Dyvis,
we create,
I'm sorry.
yes.
I want to ask you just so in case people may not be familiar, what is does your company generate electricity or you transmit it? How do you produce the energy?
Thank you for the question. If to compare with USA, it's the same as ISO. The only difference, we own also electricity transmission grid, high voltage grid. And what we do provide transmission services from generator to end consumer. And we do not trade electricity. We just make sure that grid is available as much as possible at any time of the day, 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to provide transmission services and to take care about the balance between electricity generation and consumption. These are key our responsibilities. And being part of the whole region, you cannot do it alone. You have to cooperate with your neighbors. And if we fail to perform, our neighbors immediately feel it, and the whole regional cooperation immediately stops. So we are part of the region, and we are necessary, crucially, for the whole region, not only for the national needs.
So you don't generate the electricity. You just provide the transmission. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and you're interconnected with, I guess, right now between the Baltic region and with Russia and everybody else.
Yes, Lithuania as a country is interconnected with Latvia, Sweden, Poland, Belarus, and Russia at the moment. In 2025, we are going to completely cut our interconnectivity with Russia and Belarus. This is a must condition to get fully integrated with continental Europe.
And so can you talk a little bit more about this synchronization? This is the plan going forward.
Yes. The synchronization is technical project, market project, and last but not least, a geopolitical project. Starting from technicalities, now we are dependent on Russia, and Russia depends on us. We are integrated, operating synchronously, which means if something goes wrong in Lithuania, Russia feels it. If something goes wrong in of infrastructure in Russia, we feel it. We would like to cut dependency with Russia and to get fully dependent with Poland, Germany, and other countries of continental Europe. Market-wise, currently Russian electricity flows have kind of priority by crossing Baltic grid. We don't like it because Russian market is not integrated with the European market, and we would like to cut it and to make sure that that electricity grid of Lithuania is fully utilized for European Union needs, not for Russian needs anymore. And this is achievable via synchronization in 2025. And another reason, last but not least, short political reason. Since the end of Second World War in Europe, Lithuania was a member of Soviet Union. We were forced to be member of Soviet Union. It wasn't our will as a citizens. And our power system was naturally integrated as a part of Soviet Union. So for last 70 years, we operate as a part of previous Soviet Union system. We call it BRELL abbreviation. So Belarus, Russia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, BRELL. And this is not what we see as our strategic operation to the future. Being members of NATO, being members of European Union, being fully economically and legally integrated into Europe, we don't see ourselves as a part of the Soviet Union power system. So that's why I would like to disintegrate from Russia to get synchronized with continental Europe.
So you mentioned, 1.5 billion in infrastructure investment. So you'll be coming to the capital markets to raise this money in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. Our share in stock exchange isn't very big. We have 2.5% in Nasdaq, and so far we were extremely successful to get financing from banking and by getting European Union support. And this has kind of reason behind. having strategic important for country and for region, we are a state-owned. 97.5% are indeed state-owned of our shares. And our, let's say, strategic role, it's not only to generate money, but it's to create value for society. This means you cannot expect huge profits, but you can expect stability, business continuity, and stable profit for next years to come. Why I say this? Why I'm so sure? Because if we stop to perform, and having loss, it's kind of pretend to be stop to perform well. If we stop to perform, the whole economy of the country, whole economy of the regions, they cannot enjoy benefits we do provide. So everyone is interested in our performance, good performance. And our aim is to do it in effective and smart way.
Okay, so looking looking briefly at at some of your numbers, it looks like you had some significant top line revenue growth in the past 5 years, but the earnings have been uneven. So can you kind of give some insight into the financial performance? What is driving the revenues and the profits?
This is a good question. Being natural monopoly, we are heavily regulated. So our national regulator, with collaboration of regional regulators in Baltic and the whole Europe, they regulate our profit, level of profit. They regulate our, let's say, level of revenues. And that's why we can have stability, because if there is a decrease of consumption, for instance, kind of economic crisis, we can expect higher electricity tariff just to compensate our losses in electricity consumption, because our electricity consumption is our main source for revenues. If the economy is growing, like it did happen recent 10 years in Lithuania, we can expect lower tariff because we have more electricity consumption, more sales, more revenues. That's to keep our profit at certain level. That's what I mean, stability and business continuity.
Okay, and so right now the state owns about 97% of the stock.
Yes.
Will this change anytime soon?
We don't have such plan. Just to be precise, our shareholder is company EPSO-G, and EPSO-G as a holding company are 100% owned by Ministry of Energy of Lithuania. And to have bigger stake listed in Nasdaq, for instance, you need strategic decision at government level at least. Why? Because all our assets are strategic importance, our projects are strategic importance, and as far as synchronization is not completed, it would be extremely challenging to imagine any significant changes. Never say never, but so far any decision about having bigger stake listed isn't taken.
Okay, Davis, can you talk a little bit about the dividend policy in terms of, how the payout is decided, and what if any changes you see going forward in the dividend?
Dividend policy is approved by our shareholder. You can find it. It's public. You can find it in different places, in our website, in our shareholder's website, in Nasdaq. Indeed, the dividend policy says if we have profits, we pay dividends. I'm not going to comment exact numbers, but the general rule is like this. And regulator is regulating our profit margin, regulates our level of revenues in generally, and everyone is interested to keep our financial health stable. If we are financially okay, we can expect investments to be financed from different sources. And when your plan is to spend $1.5 billion in next 8 years, financial health is extremely important, and it's strategic importance for the country and for the whole region and for the Europe as a union. And talking about European Union, recently we received 75% financial aid from through €325 million of investments into infrastructure in the whole boat. So European Union as a institution trusted us, and they supported our €325 million investment into synchronization by covering 75% of the whole investment portfolio. And this is only beginning. In the pipeline, we have another more than €700 million of investments to be financed.
So since, I guess since, of the this is a strategically important area for the EU. I'm assuming that a lot of that, your financing terms are going to be, quite preferential.
I'm not sure what do you mean.
You stand a chance of getting, much lower interest rates and better terms. From institutions.
Actually, I cannot disclose numbers, but we have very good conditions to borrow money. I mean, it's obvious surplus of money into the market, and having stability, having strategic importance, we can expect very good conditions for very long term loans.
So,
unfortunately, I cannot disclose numbers and sources, but indeed, this is not a problem for us so far.
Okay, so can you, you mentioned the synchronization, but can you talk about some of your other growth initiatives, for the next let's say 3 to 5 years, and also what you see as some of the other opportunities and the challenges in the market right now.
When we talk with our colleagues from Europe, from Germany, France, other countries of Europe, and when we say, so guys, we are going to disconnect from Russia to get synchronized with continental Europe, we all know how big and how complicated this project is. In the same time, we have to be among front runners in Europe as a Lithuanian TSO as a leader, and to actively participate in so-called energy transition in Europe, which means moving from traditional and plan-able generating sources like gas, nuke, to move to renewables, which are not plan-able, but forecast-able. And renewables, typically wind and solar, are very intermittent. And it's our duty as TSO to make sure that balance is kept 24/7. And from centralized energy system, we move to decentralized. And just technically, it's very challenging to destroy, to disconnect what was built for last 70 years when we were integrated into Russian grid, to in the same time to build synchronous interconnection with Poland, and to integrate renewables and to make sure intermittency is manageable. It's like to change engine for the aircraft and to fly at the same time at full speed and very stable mode. So it's extremely challenging. That's why we would like to be smartest TSO in Europe, because we see very challenging tasks ahead of us, and we have to be smart, otherwise we will not be able to reach our goals.
Davis, my last question is, in your opinion, what are the, key reasons you would give investors for, buying your stock?
If you like to contribute to strategic tasks and you would like to get stable and forecast stable profits in the same time, you agree it's for you as any other TSO. And we meet different people in different places of Europe, and we are impressed about times we live as a specialist of Hilliard and about tasks we have. I mean, synchronization, integration of renewables, it's a historical moment. And they ask me, how can I contribute to your project? How I can leave a footprint in this historical moment? Why not to buy shares?
Davis, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from your company in the future.
Of course, apologize for my English. We don't call our English as an American one or a British one. We call it as a continental Baltic English.
No, your English is fine. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.